This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Clearly, the system had not been working. Man had been trying for hundreds of years to make it work under his own will and his own power. He had tried to be righteous through his works, through his temple sacrifices, but you know what? It had all failed. In fact, the hearts of men were worse than ever at the time of the writing of the letter of Ephesians. And that is just what God was trying to show them, and certainly trying to show us today. John chapter 8, verse 34 says, men are slaves to sin. Romans 6:17 says, men are servants to sin. Romans 7:14 said, we are sold under sin. Romans 8:21 says, we are in bondage to corruption. Who then, or what is this captor of men? Sin. And without a redeemer, we're lost. We can never make things right ourselves. And what is this mystery that Paul's speaking about in the first part of chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians? It is, how are we going to get out of this? And the mystery answer is Christ. Now, it wasn't like God had been intentionally keeping a secret up until this point. He had a plan that would not, and I think could not, be fully understood until Christ had rose from the dead. So now he was unleashing his secret purpose, his secret weapon, and that was sending Christ to unite the Jews and the Gentiles into one body with Jesus Christ himself as the head. Many people today still don't understand God's plan. But when the time is right, he'll gather us to be with him forever, and then everyone will understand. God had taken us into the secret counsels of the Almighty. In our redemptive state, our nature, now we were enemies, we were hostile towards God, but now he has provided a way to find peace with him. He stepped out of heaven to make things right with us. We're the guilty ones, and yet he made himself the sacrifice, and he himself brought us that peace. Jesus on the cross spoke those words, it is finished. In other words, the purposes of the ages has been accomplished, and accomplished in Jesus. Verse 4 of our text in chapter 1 of Ephesians says, he chose us in him before the foundations of the world. He chose us to be his body. God, through Paul, is addressing us individually as well as corporately. He has gathered all things into one entity, which is his church. Christ now is the head, and the church is the body. Each of us given gifts, individual gifts, in which we are to bless and build up that body. We've been given wisdom and prudence to lead that body forward, to bring glory to God and kingdom. So let me ask you today, how's your heart? Are you at peace? Because this is a smoking gun, if you will, of where you are and where you stand. Is there an innate joy in your life? I'm not talking about are you going to church. I'm asking you if there's joy in your life. Do you know where you are going? Do you know where you came from? Do you know how you got here? Do you know what your purpose is? If you know these things, you understand this mystery that Paul is speaking of. And if you don't, well, then you don't understand his mystery. The dispensation of the fullness of time is the King James language. That's a mouthful. And that no doubt speaks of the culmination of the millennium reign of Christ on this earth. 1,000 years of ruling as King of Kings. All of this began at the cross. It began when the redemption of man was made and the Holy Spirit came to guide us toward the day of his second coming. This word dispensation, it means house rule. The word refers to God's administration or arrangement of all of history to fulfill his plan of salvation. Verse 11 of our text goes on to say, moreover, because of what Christ has done, we have become gifts to God that he delights in. For as part of God's sovereign plan, we were chosen from the beginning to be his, and all things happen just as he decided long ago. Again, the old King James says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. This, in our text version or in the King James, it together speaks of an inclusion in the Abrahamic promise to the nation of Israel. Our inclusion in this promise is not due to a national lineage, but solely upon our union with Jesus Christ. In him, we have attained the inheritance. Because of what Christ has done, we become gifts to God that he delights in, part of his sovereign plan. Now, that's not an easy plan, nor does it exclude or in Israel's special place in the scope of God's plan. But it does tell us that God planned our inclusion, our predestined path to join in the inheritance as children of God.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.